Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Maseches Megillah Daf Yud. We are holding out the Mishnah, Tesam at base, three lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Ein Min Shiloi L'Yerushalayim. There isn't much difference between when the Mishkan was built in the town of Shiloi, and it was actually there for a long time, 369 years. Then it was Charev, and eventually we had the Beis HaMikdash built in Yerushalayim. There isn't much difference between the Kedusha of the Mishkan when it was in Shiloi versus the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Both were suitable Mekoymos for Akrabas Karbonos, for Chilas Kachim. What then? Ella only as follows. Shebeshiloi Eichlan Kachim Kalim U'Maser Sheni B'chol Aroya U'B'Yerushalayim Lefnim Menakloim. We would eat Kachim Kalim, the lower-ranking Karbonis, Bechor, Maser, Shlomim. So, when the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, we would eat these Karbonis all throughout the city. Lefinim Menachayim, within the walls of the city. Shiloh had no walls. So where was the Mokim, Achilas Kachim, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh? Shebeshiloh, Eichlan Kachim Kalim, U'Maser Sheni B'chol Aroya. You can eat it in any Mokim from which you can see the Mishkan, from which you can have eye contact with the Mishkan. Rashi says, "B'chol makom sheyuchal lireis misham es shiloh." You don't have to actually look at the Mishkan while you're eating. It's close enough within the range of a vision. That's a connection. That's an association with the Mishkan Shiloh, and it's comparable to the within the city of Yerushalayim when the Mikdash was in Yerushalayim. The Kanvakan, either way, whether it's Shiloh or Yerushalayim, Kachikachim Necholon Lefnim Menaklaim. When it comes to the higher grade Karbanis, such as Achatas and Asham, Kachikachim, these will only be eaten Lefnim Menaklaim, inside the curtains. So in the Mishkan, it was within the curtains, within the Urias of the Chatzar. And in Yerushalayim, there was no curtains. It's just a term of reference. It just means within the walls of the Azara, which corresponded to the curtains at the Mishkan. So Kachim Kalim can be eaten within the area, close enough to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, within the city, or in the case of the Mishkan, within the range of vision, within that area that you can have actually eye contact with the Mishkan. Kachikachim needs to be in the Azara, in the klaim, the curtains of the Mishkan, within the walls of the Azara, when we're speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. One more difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Kedusha Shiloh Yesh Achareha Heter. The Mishkan Shiloh, after it was destroyed, you're allowed to bring your karbonos in your own private Mizbeach. It was a time of Heter Habamis. Kedusha Shiloh is not permanent. It was a temporary Kedusha. But once it was taken away, Charev HaShiloh, says Rashi, Hutru HaBamis. You can go back to your old Mizbech, your personal Bama in your backyard. As opposed to Kedushas Yerushalayim, Ein Achareha Heter. Kedusha applied to the Mikdash. That's eternal. That's permanent. Even after the Churban, you may not go back to your own private Bama. So two differences. Number one, regarding the Mokim for eating Kachim Kalim. By Shiloh, it was B'chol HaRoya. By Yerushalayim, Lefnim and Achayma. Number two, after the Churban of Shiloh, you can go back to your private Mizbeach. It was a Zman of Heter Abamos. It was only a temporary Kedusha, which expired upon Churban, whereas Kedusha's Yerushalayim is eternal. Ein Achareha Heter. You can't go back to your Abamos. You're still restricted. You're committed to the Mikdash, which will be rebuilt from Herev Yameinu. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Shemati, I heard from my Rabbeisai, from my Rabbeim, Shema Krivin Beis Chonya Bezman Hazeh. Nowadays, after the Churban of Yerushalayim, there's no Mikdash. You can choose to bring your Karbanos in a place called Beis Chonya. As she says, it was Mizbeach that Chonya, who was one of the children of Shimon HaTzadik, who had to escape. He ran for his life, and he went and established himself in Mitzrayim, and he built a Mizbeach L'Shem Shemayim. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, I heard from my Rabbeim, it's perfectly legal. You can be makar with carbon bezman hazeh and beis chanyoy. Why? Because number one, he holds beis chanyoy lava beis avodah zarah. It was never intended for avodah zarah. It was L'shem Shemayim, therefore there's no concern, there's no iser in bringing a korban at the Mizbeach of Beis Chanyoy. Number one, what about the fact you may not bring a korban in your own bama? Oh, that's when the Midrash is around. But nowadays, V'kasavar, he holds Kedusha Rishona, that initial Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Midrash, which was activated by David and Shlomo, Kitcha L'shanta, that was a temporary Kedusha. V'loi Kitcha L'shanta Lavi, it doesn't have permanence. It's not for all time. As long as the Midrash was around, there was Kedusha there. But nowadays, Kedusha expired, and therefore you're no longer restricted in terms of being makir karbanis. You can bring them wherever you want, even Beis Chanyoy. How do we know that the Kedusha expires? The Chassid Kilei Basim Ato Ad Ato El Hamnucha V'Lanachla. Pasuk says, you're not meant to. You could use your bama nowadays. Go use your private mizbech. You haven't yet arrived. El Hamnucha, to that resting place. V'Lanachla, your inheritance. The Gemara Darshan's Menucha Zushilei. Menucha is a resting place for the Shechina, referring to that temporary Mishkan, Mishkan Shilei. So when the Mishkan was there, you were committed to the Mishkan. You can't use your own bum. Nachla to Yerushalayim. You haven't yet arrived at your final Nachla, your final destination, your final resting place, Yerushalayim. When there was a Mishkan, when there was a Migdash, you can't use your private bum, you committed to the Makom HaMikdash. But after the Churban, you can do what you want. In fact, Makish, Nachla, Lemenucha. That's why the Pasuk connects. Nachla, referring to the temporary resting place of Mishkan Shilei, to the Menucha, the permanent resting place of Yerushalayim. We connect the two. Ma Menucha Yesh Achrei HaHeter, just as Menucha of Mishkan Shilei has Heter, after destruction, after the Churban of the Mishkan, you can go back to your Bama. You're no longer committed to the Mishkan Shilei. Af Nachla, likewise Yerushalayim, although it's called Nachla, it has more permanence, but nevertheless, Yesh Achrei HaHeter. After Churban, you can go back to Heter HaBamos. This is a Chiddush that was presented by Rabbi Yitzchak. Shemati, I heard that nowadays, we can use our own private Bama. Kedushas HaMikdash has expired upon Churban. Amru Le, B'nei Yeshiva asked Rabbi Yitzchak, Amrus, did you really say this? Are you for real, really? Amru Le, he says, no, I never said it. I wouldn't allow being Makir Rekorban nowadays outside Yerushalayim. Amr Rava responded, Halekim, name of Hashem, Oshin Shvo. Amr, he certainly said it. V'gamin Rilamina. In fact, I myself, Gamin Rilamina, I learned it from him. He taught it to me. Asks the Gemara, my time of Kahadabre. If so, why did he go back on his word? Mishum Kashid Rav Mori. Because Rav Mori had a strong Kash on this halach. The Moshe of Rav Mori asked from our Mishnah, which says Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Achrei HaHeter. After Churban Shiloh, you can use the Bama, but Kedushas Yerushalayim Ein Achrei HaHeter. Kedushas Yerushalayim is permanent for all time, even after Churban. You're still committed to it. You can't go back to your Bama. So that's one Mishnah. Va'itnan, we have another Mishnah that proves the same thing. Mishnah and Zvachim. Mishibol Yerushalayim. Once Klal Yisrael arrived to Yerushalayim in the Esra Abamis, going forward, you can't use your private Mizbeach. V'loi hayolahem oid heter. And the heter never returns. V'hi haysel anachla. Yerushalayim was the Nachla. That's it. Final destination. Because of these two Mishnahs, which indicate that we never go back to Heter Abamis once we arrived at Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yitzchak decided to go back on the Halacha. No. He reverted. But in fact, as the Gemara, it's Machlokes Tanoim. It seems that this very question of whether Kedushas Yerushalayim still exists today, was still committed to Kedushas HaMikdash, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Tanoi. This not. Omer Beleza, Shemati, I heard from my Rabbi Yisai, Kshehu Bainan Behechel, when Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, and they built the Hechel, Oisim Kloim Lehechel. They set up these temporary curtains, these temporary barriers, around the perimeter of the Mokam HaHechel. Ukloim Lazor, and likewise, curtains around the Mokam Azor. And then they erected the permanent walls. But there was one difference between Hechel and Azor. El Shabbat Hechel, Boinin Bachutz. But the Hechel, First they set up the curtains around the perimeter of the actual Mokim, which was meant to be Heichal. But the workers stood outside those curtains and erected that wall outside the curtains to circle the curtains. They didn't actually work inside Heichal proper. We wanted to keep them out of the Heichal. So first we surrounded the Heichal proper itself, the Mokim which was meant to be Heichal. And then we put the walls outside those curtains so the workers stood outside the Mokim HaKadosh. Uba Azura Boinin Mifnim. By the Azura, we didn't have this concern, therefore, we did it the other way. We put the curtains outside the perimeter of the walls, of those potential walls that were going to be built, and we put the walls inside those curtains. So that was Reb Lezer's account of events. In both cases, they had curtains, but by the Heichal, they were more careful. They knew the Mokim HaHeichal, surrounded the area with curtains, and they built outside that. Vavar Bishua, Rav Shua responded, no, they didn't have curtains. Shamati, I heard, Shemakriv and Aval Bishen Bais. You can be Makriv. Karbonis, in the Beis HaMidosh, even without any structure, even before the walls were built. It seems from Reb Elazar, no, that they had to make those claim to enable Hakrava, to enable Kedushas Beis HaMikdash to be activated. Reb Shua disagrees. He says, no, Shemati Shemakriv Nav B'Shem Bias. We don't need a bias to be Makriv Karbonis. You can be Makriv Karbonis without any structures, not any walls surrounding the area. Likewise, Oichon Kachi Kachim Av B'Shem Klaim. You can have your Kachi Kachim in the Makriv HaMikdash without any claim. Kachim Kalmas Hesheni, that can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall today. Because the initial Kedusha that was applied to these areas is eternal. Kitchel Hashat was applied for the time being, but going forward, it's eternal. V'kitchel Hashat Lavi, it started then and never stopped. Therefore, we don't need curtains. Let them build that leisure. As long as it takes, you don't have to surround the area with any curtains. It still has the same Kedusha. It retained its original Kedusha, whether it's the Heichal, the Azor, or even Yerushalayim. Oh, apparently, Mechlad de Reb Lezer Savar, Reb Lezer, who was the opposing Shita, who described these curtains which were set up around the Heichal and the Azor, apparently, in order to activate Kedusha, to give it a semblance of structure, to give it Kedusha. He holds, Mechlad Reb Lezer Savar, Lo Kitchel Hashad Lavai. No, the original Kedusha expired upon destruction of Mikdash. It was not an eternal Kedusha. And that's why we have to quickly erect those Kalayim to allow Hakrovas Karbonis. So here's the Machlekes Tanaim. Reb Lezer Savar, that the original Kedusha is not for all time. It has to be reactivated when Klal Yisrael come back and have to rebuild the Mishkan. Rabbi Shua says the original Kedusha is permanent. Amali Ravina Larvash, Mimai, how do you know that's Pshat in the Machlekes? Dilma the Kuli Amma Kedusha Rishoina Kitchel Hashata VeKitchel Hashad Lavai. Perhaps all agree. The original Kedusha was Kitchel Hashata. Was for then and for all time, VeKitchel Hashad Lavai. And you can be Makriv in the Mikdash, even without walls. And in fact, you can't be Makriv outside the Mikdash. There's no heter of bummies because you're committed to the Makam Mikdash. It's synonymous. It goes together. If the Glushas HaMikdash is still present, that means you cannot be Makriv in your private Mizbeach. And perhaps all agree that that's the case. There is no Machlekes Tanoim in this regard. And therefore, Bizman Azay, you can't be Makriv in Beis Chanya outside the Makam Mikdash. So what then is the Machlekes? Between Reb Elazar discusses claim and Reb Shua does not. There's no fundamental conceptual machlekes here. It's just a question of how the events occurred. Umar, one man da Umar, one Tana, my deshmiya leka Umar, was simply relating what he heard. Umar, the other man da Umar, my deshmiya leka Umar, was simply relating his version of events. There's no fundamental machlekes here. All agree that Kedusha Samigdash is ongoing. If that's the case, why did Reb Lezer speak about curtains. It's nirsi ba'amo, just to create that makam tznius for privacy, so that the workers don't peer into the makam of the heichal. That's all, but technically, halachically, you don't need curtains to activate the kedushas hamikdash, which was always there, which never left. Rather, it appears that this shaila of whether or not the kedushas hamikdash is permanent, is ongoing, or whether it expires during churban, is ki hanitanai, is dependent on the following machlekes tanai, who are discussing a slightly different aspect of kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas arei batei arei chayma, those walled cities which have special characteristics, special halachas that apply to them. A walled city in Eretz Yisrael has special kedusha. You sell a house in a walled city, a special halachas. You can't redeem it past a year. A mitzvah is sent out of town. You read the Megillah on the 15th. All kinds of halachas that apply, that pertain to a walled city. And the question is, after Yisrael went into Golis, they abandoned these cities. Do these cities still retain their earlier kedusha, earlier status or not? Machlekes Tanai, which really revolves around this question of whether kedusha stays for all time, or perhaps it expires when events prompt expiration. Elikyan Tanoi is dependent on the following machlokes tanoi, the sanya. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, lamoch manu chachamim es eil. Why is it that in the Mishnah in Erechin, when we're discussing the halachas of batei arechayma, selling a house in a walled city, the Mishnah simply gives us a short list of just 9 cities in Eretz Yisrael that are walled. There are so many more than 9 cities in Eretz Yisrael that have a wall. The answer is Sheker She'olu B'nei HaGoyla. When Yisrael came up from Golas during Bayis Sheni, Matzu Oseilu V'Kitchum. They encountered these cities and they applied new Kedusha to them. There's a process in how to be Mekadesh a city. And that's why they belong in the Mishnah. They have Kedushas Areichem. Aval Areishoinos. Batlu Misha Batla Aretz. But the original cities, their Kedusha expired. When the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael expired, when Yisrael went into Golis and abandoned Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is so tied with the Klal Yisrael. It's only there in Klal Yisrael is present in Eretz Yisrael. So who's speaking? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Kedusha of the cities depends on Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, depends on Klal Yisrael. Apparently he subscribes to the view that holds that the original Kedusha applied the first time when they came to Eretz Yisrael, in the time of Yeshua. It was only for the time being. It was not for all time. And therefore, only 9 cities belong on this list. Those 9 cities which were reactivated, re-sanctified when they returned to Eretz Yisrael. We have a stira from another Braisa, which seems to hold otherwise. Seems to hold that Kedusha remained, even when Yisrael were not there. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, v'chi elu b'levad hayu? Why do we only mention 9 cities? Are these the only walled cities? V'lekar nemar, we have a pasuk shishim, ir, kol cheret, v'el argoy, we have 60 cities, v'ksiv kol elu ar b'tzuro yischem l'gavoya. Cities, or fortified, walled cities. So why only mention 9? Ela lama manu chachamim es elu. Indeed, why did Chacham only mention these 9? Answer is, Shekesha'olu b'nei ha'gola. When Yisrael came up from Balvo, Matsu elu v'kitchum. They found these cities, and they were makadosh these cities. Kitchum? What do you mean they were makadosh it? Hashta. Bach takes out Kitchum hashta? They have to be makadosh it now. Ha'amri l'kamon, let's rich l'kdushi. Take a look at the Ebraisa. Next part of the Brayse, it's pretty clear. You don't have to reactivate the Kedusha on these cities. They retain their original status. So what do you mean they were Mekadosh these cities? Ela Matsu as Ilu Umanum. You're right. All cities were Kaddish. They never lost their Kedusha. It so happens that they encountered these cities and put them on a list. It was a short list of cities. It doesn't have much significance. In fact, V'le'ilu B'levad, not only these cities are considered walled cities, Ela kol shatalacha, Mirsaris Biyatchim of Yisecha, any city that you happen to have a Mesaira from your Avos, Shemukevas Chayma Mimoy Yeshua Binun, that indeed it's a walled city from the time of Yeshua, call mitzvahs halal on Hagen Bo. All mitzvahs pertaining to a walled city will apply to that city as well. Why? Ipnei Shekdusha Rishayim, because the initial Kedusha, which was activated at the time of the initial entry to Eretz Yisrael, during the days of Yeshua, Kitchel Ashata was applied for that time, the Kitchel Asadlavai, and applied for all time. Mechlekes Tanaim. This Tana holds. It's permanent. Kedusha of the Arichayma, Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, is permanent. Never expired. The first Tana holds, no. You have to reactivate the Kedusha. It's not automatic. So this is Mechlekes Tanaim that we're looking for. Then Afkemani would be regarding Mimaka recover nowadays. Behold that it still has Kedusha. Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, was still committed to that Kedusha. You can't bring a carbon in your own private bum. But if you hold that the Kedusha expired, you're free to do what you want. You can use your own private bum. One problem is, Kashid Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Because take a look, both prices are Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. How could they both be holding different things? It's the same under Amar. Today, Tanoi, I'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. In fact, there are two Tanoim quoting Rabbi Shmuel, two versions of Rabbi Shmuel. According to one version, he holds Kedusha expired. The other version holds that Kedusha still exists. The second Bryce, which maintains that Kedusha is still there, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi Amar. It's not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, it's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi, the Sanya, as we find that his opinion is indeed as such. We find it in another Bryce. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi Amar, Asher Lo Yechayma, we sell a house in a walled city, and the spelling is Lamed Aleph, which sounds like it doesn't have. Loichem doesn't have a wall. With Darshan, Afal Bishayin Le'achshi, even though currently the city is not a walled city, it's after Churban, doesn't matter. V'hoi Le'kayin Le'kayin, but you know for a fact that it had been a walled city initially. The city still maintains its walled city status because the Kedusha never expires. So bottom line is, we have Machlekes Tanoim, whether Kedusha Rishona, the initial Kedusha applied to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, walled cities, is there for all time, or is it dependent upon Klal Yisrael being around, Mikdash being built? But if the Mikdash is destroyed, the Kedusha expires. If the Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha expires, pertaining to Truma, to Maser, the walled cities don't have a din of walled cities. It's a machlekes tanaim. The Rambam paskens, like the Shita, the Kedusha Rishoina is la'asad lavi. It's always here. And therefore, you can't bring a korban on a bama. You have to be makrivin the Beis HaMikdash. There's a big tumult amongst many poskim regarding bizman hazeh. We pasken, the Kedusha is there. You can't be makrivin a bama. You have to be makriv, and you can be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, even though there's no wall. Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. There's no structure. The Kedusha still exists. And the Rambam explains. Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is rooted in the Shechina's presence. And Shechina, says the Rambam, never expires, never leaves. It's an ever-present phenomenon. Therefore, he says, Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash is still there today. So the Paiskim ask, why don't we bring Karbanis today? So the truth is, the Chassam Sefer writes to a letter to his father-in-law, Kibbe Eger. He advocates for bringing Karbanis Bizman Hazeh. We take a Kayin, even though he's Tamei, Tumah Hutro B'Tzibur, and we can bring a Karban in the Mokim HaMikdash. But he writes that the Ishmaelim will give us a hard time, and it's not going to be practical. But halachically, theoretically, you could bring a Karban Bizman Hazeh. Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaMikdash is eternal. In fact, the Hamek Dover writes, in Vayikra, Chafav Lamed Aleph, he says, if you look through the Gemara, the Chazal, it seems very clear, the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about it, that they had the Korban Pesach even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says, up until the Churban Beita, which was 52 years later, they were still bringing the Korban Pesach year after year. There was no structure, there was no Mikdash. Makriv Nafu B'Shein Bayis. L'maisa, many poskim hold that it's problematic. For example, a kohen has to wear big day kahuna. We don't really have the true, we don't hold the true identity of tchelas bezman hazeh. So a kohen can't have his tchelas in his big day kahuna. The kohen gadol for sure not. He needs tchelas, and even the kohen head, the kohen some shit is, will have tchelas in his belt. So lots of issues, lots of difficulties. Things in the barriers in the way of going back to the Mikdash and actually being Makrav Karbonis nowadays. One more thing, the Rambam says that when it comes to Trumas and Masrus, so the Kedusha Beit Yisrael regarding Trumas and Masrus, even though that did expire when Klal Yisrael went to Golos Bavel, but that was reintroduced, that was reactivated. The Kedusha Beit Yisrael was reactivated in the time of Ezra, and that Kedusha, says the Rambam, is eternal. So when it comes to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael from the first time of Yeshua, that expired, but it was reactivated by Ezra, and that stays even nowadays. But when it comes to Kedushas HaMikdash, it's a Chiddush. He says the original Kedusha never left, because that's Shechina related, and Shechina never expires. Continues the Gemara. Back to the Megillah. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Amar b'Levi, v'itema, some say Rabbi Yonasan. Dover zeh, the following lesson, Mesoiris b'yadeinu ma'anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We know it. It was handed down to us all the way from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which is, kol mokim shenemar vayhi. If you look at the Pesukim, whenever we find the term, the phrase vayhi, it's negative. Ein li ela lashon tsar. It's reflective of something tsar, some tsara, some negative event. For instance, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Look, we had a tsara from Haman, Hava Haman. Vayhi b'mei Shvoyta Hashoftim, Hava Ra, was a time of famine. So the lashon Vayhi is like Vay, Hai, Woe. It denotes tsar and tragedy. Vayhi ki heich la'odom loriv. This was before the marble, when people began to multiply. What does it say afterwards? Vayar Hashem ki rab ra sa'adim. Hashem noticed all the ra that they would do. Vayhi benosam mikedem. This was by the Dor HaFlaga. Again, Vayhi, Lashon Tsar. It brought tragedy. Hava nivla lanu ir. They started to build a tower to challenge Hashem. We have the pasuk Vayhi b'me'am rafal. What happened then? Osam l'chama. They started battling each other, and Avraham Avinu had to get involved. We have the pasuk Vayhi b'yos Yeshua b'richoy. Again, Vayhi is Lashon Tsar. It was a precursor for a Lashon Tsar event. I mean, the Malach came and criticized him, wanted to punish him. Mechar b'shlufa b'yadoy. Look, you Mevatel Torah, you Mr. Talmud, as we had a few days ago on that Gimel. We have the pasuk where Yeshua conquered Yerichoy. Vayhi Hashem es Yeshua. What happened there? Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael. Amongst b'nei Yisrael, Achan, he was the one who deviated, he took from the loot of Yericho against the cherem that Yeshua established. We have the pasuk Vayhi ish echad min ha-remesayim. This was describing the father of Shmuel. What does it say afterwards? Ki es chana oi v'ashem saga rachma. Chana was barren. We have the pasuk Vayhi kizok in Shmuel. And what happened there? V'loi holchu b'nei b'drach of his own children. Didn't follow in his footsteps. We have the pasuk Vayhi David l'chol drach of mask l'Hashem imoy. But then it says Vayhi shol oyin es David, shol had a dislike for David. We have the pasuk Vayhi ki yashav melech bebeisay. David was established. He wanted to build a Beis Hamikdash. What does it say? No, you won't do it. Rakata loisiv na'abayis. Asks the Gemara. Is that so? Every Vayhi represents tsar and tsara. V'oksiv. What about the pasuk Vayhi b'yamashmini? A great day. Day when the Mishkan was finally completed, it was the Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaMishkan, V'tanya, Oysa HaYoyim, Oysa Simcha V'Nekadosh Baruch Hu. That day, the 8th day of Miluim, was the greatest day. HaYoyim Simcha, K'yayim Shenivru, B'Yishmaim Varetz, equated to the day of the creation. B'Riya Shemaim Varetz. K'siv Ha'ach V'Yibay Mashmini. Over here it says, V'Yibay Mashmini. K'siv Ha'asam, by B'Riya Se'olam, V'Yi, Yoyim Echad. A time of great joy. was a sort of a creation, recreating the world anew. The Medrash says, we have Bria Se'olam way back, and we have Kamas HaMishkan, which is like a Bria Shniya, Bria Chadasha. Hashem recreated the world. He brought down His Shekhinah to rest in this world. A new dimension, a new entity, a new creation. How can you see Vayihi is a Lashon of Tzar? It says more what the bottom line is. They experienced tragedy on that day. Hashachiv Nadav Aviyu. Nadav Aviyu passed away on that day. What about the next pasuk? Vayiksiv Vayibesh Manim Shana. Varbamei Shana. When Shlomi HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Vayiksiv Vayikash Ero Yaakov Es Rachel. Nothing tragic there. Vayiksiv Vayierev Vayivaykiyam Echad. Vayikasheni Vayikashlishi. The pasuk of Vayihi Erev repeats itself. Again, the second day of creation, again on the third, etc. Vikatuva, many more throughout the 6 days of creation. How can you say Vayihi is something negative? Amar of Ashi, let's revise this a bit. Kol Vayihi, Eloshin Vayihi, Ikahachi Vikachi. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes negative. But the words Vayihi be may, Einoi Ela Loshin Tsar. Marshall explains, because it could have just said be may. The extra word Vayihi, that's a ribui. And over there it represents tsar, vai, hey. In fact, we find them five times. Chamisha, vayhi b'mei havu. We have five vayhi b'meis. Vayhi b'mei achashverosh. And we know what happened there. It's Haman. Vayhi b'mei shvayt hashvayftim, time of famine. Vayhi b'mei amrafel, time of war. Vayhi b'mei achaz, also time of war with the goyim. Vayhi b'mei yayakim. This was the starting point of Galus. Continues the Gemara. V'amar b'levi. Dover is the following thing is also Masuris B'yodeidim Avisenu was handed down from our office. That Amitz V'amatzio Achim Havu. These two people, Amitz, father of Yishayo ben Amitz, and Amatzio, who was a Melech Yehuda, they were actually brothers. Michael Mashwan, what's the point of knowing this? To teach us a lesson. Hiha is going to be a support, a raya. The Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar Yenisim, called Kala, any daughter-in-law, she itsnu beveis chamiyah, that is careful, and conducts itself with modesty, even though she's a celebrity. In her in-laws' home, she's tsanua, zoicha veyoytzin mimena malachim anavim. She's zoicha that malachim anavim come out from her. Says the sisa chacham mida keneged mida. She's a celebrity in her in-laws' home, and she tones down. She conducts herself low-key, mitznias. She's zeicha to produce great leaders, men of high profile. Malachim and Avim. How do we know this? Minalan. Mi Tamar. We find this by Tamar. Bechsev, by Yer'eha Yehuda, by Yachshevel Azoyna. Yehuda noticed her, took her for an immoral woman. Kikis Sapaneh, because she covered her face. Is that a reason? To consider her a zayna, mishum to kiss upon now, just because she covered her face, vayachshevel a zayna, considers her a zayna, just the opposite, zayna tries to display herself. So why is this a reason? Ella, rather, the pasuk means like this, mishum to kiss upon now beis chamiyah. Since when Tamar was mechas upon now, she conducted herself with utmost tznias when she was living in her father-in-law's home, in Yehuda's home, and therefore he didn't really recognize her. When he noticed her on the road, it didn't ring a bell, because when she lived it by him, when she visited him, she didn't expose herself, and he couldn't recognize her. So that's why he thought she's a zayna. So because of that extreme sneers, zoch sav yotzub memeno malachim anavim. She was zeicha to produce malachim anavim. How do we know? Malachim mi David, right? David was her descendant. Navim. Where do we find that? Don't know Levi. Messer is Biyadin Mavasen. We have this Messer. That Amitz, who was the father of Yishayo, Yishayo ben Amitz, Ve'amatzio, who was a Melech Yehuda and a descendant of Tamar, descendant of Peretz, descendant of Tamar, Achim Hamido, brothers. Uksiv Chazon Yishayo ben Amitz. So we see clearly that Tamar was Zoicha, the descendants, who were Melachim, Amatzio, David, right? And Navi, Yishayo ben Amitz, who was Amatzio's brother. It's interesting. Actually, David and Shlomo were also her descendants, and they were also Nevi'im. Farshim say apparently they weren't such high profile Nevi'im compared to Yeshayahu, who was a known Navi, who was sent publicly to relay messages, etc. So that's the chiddush that she had Yeshayahu as a descendant. Vamar Levi, another lesson from the same Adamar. Dover said the following thing: Meseres Biyadeinu Avseinu was handed down from our Avos. Makom Aron Einim Namida. The Aron never took space, never took up any floor space in the Beis Hamikdash. It was a miraculous phenomenon. Tana Mihachu, we have the same in the Brice. Aron She'asam Moshe Yesh Lai Eser Amos L'chol Ruach. We knew this by Kabbalah, that if you would measure from the Aron to the wall, you find a space of 10 Amos. From this side of the Aron to this wall is 10 Amos. The other side of the Aron to the wall is 10 Amos. How big was the room? Uksiv Lufnei Advir. Dvir was the dividing wall between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lufnei Advir, the room beyond this divider, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was how big? Esrim Amma Oirech. There's a gear that adds, Ve'esrim Amma Roicha, was 20 by 20. The entire area was just 20 by 20. So if you measure 10 Amis from the Aron to either wall, where was the Aron standing? Uksiv, there's another pasuk. Knaf ha-kruv ha-echad eser amis. Knaf ha-kruv ha-echad eser amis. The wingspan of the kruvim were 10 amis each. So I actually take out this pasuk because perhaps the wings were above the Aron. In any case, we knew this by Kabbalah, that the Aron gufi hechavakoi. So where was the Aron itself? So floor space on either side was 10, 10 here and 10 here. The whole room was just 20. Where was the Aron standing? Elav shema minab nesay oimid. It's pretty clear the Ness was keeping the Aron in place. It was a miraculous phenomenon. Didn't take up any space. It was Lamal Lamal Mok. Continues the Gemara. Back to Megillas Est. Rabbi Yonasan Pasach LaPischa LaHayparsha Samihach. Explains Rashi in the left column of Rashi, the fourth line from the top. Pasach LaPischa LaHayparsha Samihach. When Rabbi Yonasan wanted to start discussing Megillas Esther, so he writes a lidrash in the Negeras Purim, Hayimascha lidrash mikruze. He would introduce his Megillas Esther discussion with the following pasuk, which capsulized, which packaged the whole Purim event in a nutshell. Habienis and pasachla pischalai parshas miachah. He would introduce the theme of Purim using the following pasuk. Hashem says, eventually I'm going to destroy Bavel, v'kamti aleim, v'chirati l'bavel, I will remove, cut off from Bavel, shame, mosher, v'nin v'nechet, nu mashem. What is this? Shame zaksav. They won't have their own alphabet. Sheir zeloshen. They won't have their own language. Tesis asks, what do you mean? They have Aramaic. So some of Farshim say, Tesis Rid says, it's not a nice language that people like to emulate. Like English is a universal language. Aramaic is not really too used. Others say that they sort of borrowed, they siphoned their language from other languages. In any case, they all have that importance, that chashivas, that their own language, their own alphabet. I would remove nin. What is nin? Zem malchus, lashon of royalty. Rashi says memshala. I want to destroy their malchus. V'neched, the grandson, descendant, zuvashti. Referring to Vashti, who was killed at the time of Purim, and she was the last remaining granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. That's it. It's over. Rabbi Shmuel Rachmeni Pasach La Pischa Lai Pasha Samiyacha. He opened up the topic using the following pasuk. This was his introduction to the Purim discussion. Pasuk says, Tachas Anatzos Yale V'Rush V'Tachas Asirpad Yale Hadas. What does this mean? Tachas Anatzos. Instead of the Natzos, which is Tachas Haman HaRasha, referring to Haman HaRasha, She'osa Atzma V'Dezor, who presented himself as a Rav V'Dezor, Lechsev V'chol HaNatzutzim V'chol HaNulim. Marsha says Natzutzim is the lashon of a thorn. So the Natzutz is the V'Dezor, a thorny thing, which Haman purported to be, He made himself a Vidazar. Instead of the Natsuts, Yala Virosh. In his place, a Virosh will come up. What's that? It's a Mordechai. Why was Mordechai called Virosh? Virosh is a leader. Top of the list, the most important member of the Chachamim. Shenikra Rosh Chalab Samim is considered the finest amongst all the fragrances. Which means he was the greatest Chacham, greatest Tzadik. Shenemar Ba'ata Kachal Chalab Samim Rosh. We find that Mordechai's name is alluded to in that list of besamim used in the Mishkan to make the Shemana Mishcha, to make the Keturis. Va'ata kachlucha besamim rosh. And it starts off, the pasuk starts off with Mordechai. Right? And this Mordechai is the top of the list, umetargeminon, and the Targum says Mordechai means Mordechai Dichi. Dichi is pure. Pure fragrance. So Mordechai sounds very similar to Mordechai. There's a remez in the Torah that Mordechai is the Rosh HaBesamim, most important fragrance, most precious Besamim, the Rosh of the Chachamim. So that's what the pasuk means. Tachas HaNatzitz, in the place of Haman, presented himself as an Avid Zorah, a thorn bush, Yalav Rosh. Who's going to come in his stead? Mordechai, the Rosh HaBesamim. The pasuk continues. Tachas HaSirbat Yalahadas. What is that? Sirpat is Vashti. Tachas Vashti Harisha. She was Vashti Rishah Bas Bnei Shul Nechanetzer Rosha, granddaughter of Nechanetzer Rosha, Shesorah Refidas Beis Hashem, who burned the resting place of Hashem. Chesiv Refidas Zov. Hashem's Shechina rested on the Zov of the Kapiris. He destroyed that. So instead of Vashti, who was a carryover of Nechanetzer, Yala Hadas, who comes in her stead? Hadas. So Esta Tzadekis. Shenikras Hadassah, it's called a Hadassah, like a Hadass that smells good. Shenema by Yemenes Hadassah, Mordechai took care of Esther, who was called Hadassah. The pasuk continues, Vayel Hashem Lashem, that the Purim story, will bring about a praising of Hashem's name. Zu Mikra Megillah, won't read the Megillah. The Marshal points out, even though we don't have Hashem's name mentioned in the Megillah, the time of Esther, everything was done there at Chateva, so to speak. We don't have Hashem's name in the Megillah, but nevertheless, reading the Megillah, celebrating Purim, certainly brings out and highlights and demonstrates and publicizes Hashem's power. V'yil Hashem l'shem, zu mikra Megillah. Lois eilam le'yikareis, what does that mean? Eilo yimei Purim. The Yom Tov of Purim is eternal. In fact, there's a medrash in Mishlei. All the Yom Tovim asidin lebatel except for Purim. Lois eilam le'yikareis, it's eternal. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Levi pasach la pischalai parshas mehacha. So every Amir, every Tana had his own unique way of introducing the topic of Megillas Esther. Rabbi Shimon Levi's introduction was based on the following pasuk. V'hoya kasher sas Hashem malikechem aleichem leitiv eschem. Just like Hashem is excited to do good to Klal Yisrael when we behave, likewise, unfortunately, kein yosis lahara eschem. Hashem will be motivated to Chas v'shalom bring punishment upon Klal Yisrael when they're deserving of punishment. Asks the Gemara, how can you say that? Umichad Yakadosh Baruch Hu b'ma'apeloson shel Rishayim. Is Hashem joyous and excited to experience the downfall of Rishayim? It needs to be done. It doesn't bring joy to Hashem. V'oksiv, we have a pasuk. V'tzeis lefnei acholutz. V'oimrim hoid l'Hashem ki lo mechastim. V'yeshafat, when he went out to wage war with the Amonim, he said, thank Hashem for helping us. But we find something strange. There's a word missing in this pasuk. We don't find the word kitayv in this praise. You know why? After all, goyim were being destroyed. Hashem is not happy. Even when Rishayim experienced downfall. As Rabbi Yechon himself explained, what does the pasuk mean? Throughout the night when Yisrael were passing through the Yamsuf, drasha is, it's referring to the malachim. Bikshu malachim asheres lemashira. The malachim wanted to praise Hashem to sing upon experiencing this miracle. The Nes Kriyas Yamsuf. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold up. Ma'ase yadai tovim bayam, my handiwork. Human beings are drowning. Va'atem im shira. You're going to express shira. I have to do it. But it's not a time for singing and joy. So getting back to our pasuk, how could it say, Ken Yosis Lora Eschem, Hashem will be, Sus will be happy to bring Ra and Kol Yisrael. Omer Belozer, you're right. Who Einoi Sus? Hashem himself, personally, Kaviyachal, is not in a state of joy. Aval Achirim Mesis, but it means to say that he instigates others, gets the Rishoyim to fight against us when Chas Hashem Kol Yisrael deserving of Einish. Suddenly they're gripped with an inexplainable urge to just fight and fight Kol Yisrael. Totally beyond reason and logic. Why is it? Hashem is spurring them on to bring us to tshuva, etc. They're going to kill themselves because Hashem is sending them for our good. So who in Jesus, Hashem himself, is not happy about it. But he gets others turned on and excited to do what they have to do. In fact, the wording of the pasuk indicates as such that it's not referring to Hashem. It doesn't say Hashem is Yosus, he will be happy. No, he's not happy. Even when the Mitzrayim were drowned, he wasn't happy. But unfortunately, sometimes it has to happen. Yosus, he will get others into it and send them to do their shtichas. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, he had his unique way of introducing Megillas Esther. Pasach LaPischa, his opening statement, his introduction, Laipashas to this topic of Megillas Esther, of the Purim story, was Mehacha, by way of the following Pasach. Pasach in Kehelis. La'adam Shatev Lefanov. To a person who finds favor in Hashem's eyes, Nosan Chachma V'das V'Simcha. He implants wisdom, Simcha. Zemarachai Atzalik. Mordechai was full of Chachma. He brought about Simcha, Simcha's Purim. Ulachayte, as opposed to the sinner, Nosan Inyan, Hashem puts in his heart a desire, a quest, lesay for lichnes, to gather, to hoard, to collect treasures, which eventually gets channeled to the tzaddik. So he does the work and we reap the benefits. Who's that? It's a Haman. He put together a fortune. Where did it end up? Lasay is l'tayv l'nelekim, which will be transferred to the one who finds favor in Hashem's eyes. It's a Mordechai Esther. They eventually inherited his possessions. Achsiv, Vatasim Esther, Es Mordechai, al Beis Haman. Esther put Mordechai in charge of Beis Haman. He inherited his estate. Finally, Rabba Bar Ufran, he had another way of introducing the topic, Pasach LaPischa LaHipashas Mihacha, using the following Pasuk. Visamti Kisi Be'elam. When Klal Yisrael goes into Golus, into Elam, into Bavel, I will place my throne there as well. Hashem Shechina follows us wherever we go. Vavati Misham Melech Vesarim. I will remove Melech Vesarim. It's referring to the story of Purim. Rashi says, Shushan Abir was in a place called Elam. So this event took place there. What happened? Havati Shem Misham Melech Vesarim. I'll remove Melech Vesarim. Melech Zu Vashti. She was a descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. And she herself was a queen. Melech Zu Vashti. Vesarim, I will remove, destroy the Sarim. Who's that? Zahaman. And his 10 children, Vasera Esbanav. Okay, so what did we learn today? We contrasted Kedushas Shilui with Kedushas Yerushalayim, two differences, regarding the Malkam Achilas Kachem Kalim. By Shilui it was B'chol Aroya, as long as it's within range, you can have eye contact with the Mishkan, that's an association that allows you to eat Kachem Kalim. Yerushalayim had to be within the city. Kachem Kachem, both cases are the same, Lufinim and Akloim within the confines of the structure. Whether Kedusha Rishayna, Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, or the cities in Eretz Yisrael that happened way back when, do we say it's eternal, or does it expire upon Churban, or in Klal Yisrael going to Golus? Machlekes Tanaim. We discussed that Vayhi Bimei is a Lashon Tzar. Tamar's Tznius earned her Melachim and Avim, concluded with various introductions. Various psukim that we used to introduce the concept of the Purim story. Psuras Tevis and Hatzlacha Rabbah to you.